My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike again. iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. People, check it out when you get a chance. It is Friday, March 10th. If you have iTunes, check out Talking the Flash. That's where you can find me on iTunes. All right, there you go. It's available, people. Got my notes ready. Did a little binge watching last night. I'm finally catching up on the Flash because my two-year-old son just, at 2 years old, he's like the little mini Flash. Like, he runs really fast to the back door, unlocks it, and runs out to the backyard with supersonic speed. I think the Speed Force is in this little guy. I don't know. He's just really fast. So, I'm going to be talking about episode 13 that aired Tuesday, February 21st. It was called Attack on Gorilla City. Holy smokes, I really liked this episode. I mean, come on, psychic gorillas, whooping ass, gladiator style. Oh, man, it was so cool. I love these apes, man. It's just Planet of the Apes meets just badass. Oh, man, I liked it. I thought it was cool as hell, the beginning where you see Harrison Wells, HR, running, and then he freaking jumps in the air, and Grodd just grabs him. Oh, so freaking cool. I was like, oh, man. Even my son, because he was watching YouTube videos while I was watching this episode, and every time the gorillas came on, he was like, monkeys, monkeys. And I'm like, yeah, freaking psychic monkeys, buddy. Totally cool. So if my son likes watching it, you know the episode is good. Just quick, she's hot. I'm just got to put that out there. I said that in my last recap show. I think she's hot. And then when she wears the red leather, hot too. Definitely hot. Let's see what else. I thought Gorilla City was dope. Cool. The fight between the Flash and Salivar. Totally badass. It was like Gladiator minus the Tigers. So cool. Flash was getting his ass whooped, right? And then he does the vibrating and bam. Sonic blow right to like that was like the Bruce Lee 2-inch punch. Bam. And knocked him on his butt. Thought that was cool. And I was a little surprised because I knew Grodd was up to something. But with that whole scheming plan that he did, I was like, oh, you are smart, monkey. I didn't even care. Man, you're smart. So he tricked all of us. What else? I thought that was dope. The whole thing, how Flash got out and everything else. I thought that was cool and how they escaped. Grodd wasn't a happy camper. But we all know at the end of this, well, you know what, Jessie decides that she's going to stay for Wally, because that's the whole time she's been kind of moody, which I thought it was something bigger, but I guess, I don't know what it, I couldn't put my finger on it, but since I like her, I was just like, I forgive you this one time, but I just didn't like the way she was acting, but she's going to stay, and took advice from, Dorky HR, which I love, I think he's hilarious, and especially that part where he says, oh, he's going to be so pissed, and he, oh, that was just hilarious, I laughed out loud, I think my wife was like, what are you laughing at, and I was like, don't worry about it, it's HR. Let's see what else. A lot of kissing in this, in the end of this. I mean, we got, you know, Barry making out with Iris, the lucky bastard. Then we got, you know, Wally and, of course, Jesse. You got Julian hitting on freaking Caitlin. And Caitlin's like, back off. I mean, I like you, but back off because you should fear me. That's not gonna push Julian away. He's an adventurer. He's going to take chances. I'm hoping that he treats her right. I'm starting to like Caitlin. But I'm a little worried because as soon as I really start to like her, she's going to turn and kill Frost and kill Julian, which I'm on the fence with Julian. I don't really trust the guy, but I think him and Caitlin together could kind of balance each other out, I'm hoping. But at the end of this, because, you know, you see all the love stuff, and every time something like that happens in one of these episodes, you know something at the end is going to happen bad. So you see all this love, and I'm like, all right. I got like 30 seconds left. I know something's going to happen. And bam, you see Grodd like in Planet of the Apes gear, right? And then all of a sudden he's like, you're going to take me over there and open up the tunnels. And it's freaking hot gypsy. Woo! Smoking in black leather. I love her. She's badass. She whoops ass. She doesn't take crap. And then I was like, oh man. But I'll take it because I know there's going to be a big gorilla attack in Central City, so I'm excited for that. But it was dope. This episode was dope. I was happy with it. I mean, they could have just stayed in the gladiator arena the entire time, and I would have been like, yeah! But it was dope. Thumbs up. Thumbs up on this episode. I enjoyed it a lot. So that's it for my review and rant and rave and whatever you want to call it. Do I do a scale of 1 to 10? I can't remember if I do them for The Flash. Either way, this episode was a 10 for me. I really enjoyed it. So if you want to listen to more of my recaps, rants, raves, reviews, whatever you want to call them, you go to iTunes, search Talking The Flash. You can go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. There you go. If you go to iWatchMike.com, up on the top, you'll see a little thing that says, I think, iTunes or podcasts. It gives you two little, you can get on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, there's an audioboom.com link there as well. So you can subscribe to that as well. So pick your poison. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. That's me. My Snapchat's on my blog, iWatchMike, on Facebook. But other than that, I think that's it. I want everybody to have a great weekend. More Flash coming up. Stay safe out there.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.